Hi, this is Leslie Zann. Every year we make resolutions to look better, feel better, and earn more money. While our intentions are good, our follow-through is not always there. Research has found that by February, 45% of people have given up on the goals they set in January. I say not this year and not you. The heck with the research. With regard to your direct selling business, this year can be the one where you shift your mindset and your skill set to master the cycle of the seasons. You can and deserve to master all 12 months to meet and exceed your goals. So welcome to January. Your exciting and profitable new year begins now. If you are ready and willing to play full out, let's jump into January and sprint from aspiration to action. So what are your next steps? Let's begin by reviewing some monthly goals you can set as you work your way through your company's pay plan. These goals reflect the results of your action and consistency. Let's identify some targets you can aim for to meet and exceed your goals. Paid as title. Number of new people personally sponsored. Number of new customers. Number of qualified legs. Total organizational volume. Total personal volume. Monthly income. I recommend that you work with your sponsor or upline leader to set goals based on these targets. Commit to them in writing and take charge of them. Once you have your targets in place, it's now time to utilize some proven strategies for increasing sales and sponsoring. Let's review three in this month's Zann plan. Number one, commit to a sprint. Two, don't be a dabbler. And three, work a 90-day plan. Number one, commit to a sprint. What does commit to a sprint mean? You pick up the pace over a specific period of time. When you commit to short-term massive action, you can create exciting and rewarding results. Especially if you are working your business in precious part-time hours, it's important to place high value on those hours. And it's exciting to know that you don't need to put in 40 hours a week to be wildly successful. You don't need a commitment of 40 hours a week to go fast. It's what you do in the hours that you have that creates your success. Work with your sponsor to gain clarity on exactly what activities you need to be doing to move your business forward. Some good questions are, what exactly are my priorities? What is the best use of my time? What are my key income-producing activities? What are the most effective ways to work with my sponsor or upline leader? Here are four proven steps for you to take a sprint right now. Number one, identify your most interested prospects. Who have you talked to about your products or business? Work with your sponsor and agree on the best approach to help them move through the prospecting funnel toward an ultimate decision. Number two, make a list of the top 10 to 20 new people you will reach out to next. Number three, make no excuses for delay. Reach out immediately and enthusiastically introduce your business and your products. Consistently talking to new people is a proven strategy to pick up your pace. And number four, schedule the time for and commit to doing three-way calls with your sponsor or an upline leader. With three-way calls, you leverage your leader's expertise. This collaboration helps you take immediate action. By working together, you will build your business as you learn. And while you sprint, as you take action, continually ask yourself, will this activity help me increase the pace and prosperity of my business? You can't control all the things in your business, but you can control your pace. And you can up the pace of your business by increasing the number of new people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. So it just makes sense to commit to a sprint. Now is not the time for a casual pace. Now is not the time to prejudge people's interest or to have a chicken list of people you're afraid to talk to. Do not step into the new year mildly. Now is the time for short-term massive action. Now is the time to jumpstart your month. Heck, anyone can walk. Anyone can jog. Champion sprint. Number two, don't be a dabbler. Once you start your sprint, the question then becomes, how do I stay consistent regardless of the distractions of the season? The answer is, if you treat your business like a business, you'll thrive in any cycle of the season. For starters, you don't dabble. There's a difference between dabbling, or what I call taking a casual approach with your business, and working your business purposefully in dedicated part-time hours. It's time to make a choice. As you begin the new year, make the commitment to play full out, to be all in, to have a whatever it takes attitude. When you dabble, you are unintentionally creating a hobby mentality. With this mindset, it's easy to avoid those activities that move you out of your comfort zone, that stretch you a little, that make you momentarily uncomfortable. Yet it's those activities that create the most success. When you make the choice to commit, when you refuse to be a dabbler and choose to be a champion, unexpected doors will open, limitless opportunities will present themselves, and you'll move more confidently in the direction of your dreams. Boldness accelerates success. Number three, work a 90-day plan. I love working in 90-day periods. You may notice that it matches the annual business quarters and the four seasons of the calendar. That's why a 90-day plan is tailor-made for your Zan plan. 90 days is a period of time most people can commit to. Why? Because it's not too long. It's not too intimidating. It's not as if you're being asked to create a one-week miracle or belabor something for 1 to 5 years. Most of us can do anything for 90 days. It's a reasonable and comfortable period of time to commit to a focused effort in building your business. So 90 days isn't too long, and yet it's long enough to actually create new habits, new confidence, new consistency, new volume, and new results. That's why a 90-day plan is so effective. I recommend you work with your sponsor or upline leader in developing and working a 90-day plan with the intention of generating results that will keep you excited and in the game. The simplest way to start is to focus on the same proven targets we discussed earlier. Over the next 90 days, keep your focus on reaching and exceeding your goals around your paid as title, number of new people personally sponsored, number of new customers, number of qualified legs, total organizational volume, total personal volume, monthly income. Your journey begins anew right now in January. Unlimited cash flow awaits based on your belief, decisions, and ultimate actions. Commit to a sprint, don't dabble, and work a 90-day plan. These proven strategies, when put into action, can help you master your month and set you up for unprecedented success in this month and every month to come. Take the jump into January and sprint from aspiration to action.